WHDH takes pleasure in bringing you now, direct from the pulpit of Temple Israel in Boston, the Kol Nidre service for the Jewish Day of Atonement. Known in Hebrew as Yom Kippur, this is the most sacred day in the Jewish religious calendar. For a period of 24 hours, commencing at sundown tonight, the observant Jew fasts and prays that his sins may be forgiven. One of the most important teachings of Judaism, however, is that prayer is but the first step in atonement. Jews believe their sins will be forgiven only if their prayers lead them to make amends for any harm they may have done to others, and then to improve their conduct in the future. In a moment, tonight's service will open with a prayer pronounced before the opened ark by Rabbi Roland B. Gittelson, spiritual leader of Temple Israel. He will be assisted in reading the ensuing prayers by Dr. Julius Eisner and Mr. Solomon Stern. The Kol Nidre prayer will be chanted by Mr. William Morell. The choir is under the leadership of Mr. Herbert Frohm, Temple Israel's director of music, Mr. Misha Neeland of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, cellist. The subject of Rabbi Gittelson's sermon will be My Religion is the Golden Rule. We take you now to the pulpit of Temple Israel, where the Kol Nidre service is about to begin.
My dear friends, there is an ancient and significant Jewish tradition that on this, the most sacred night of the Jewish year, the rabbi or cantor, who is called the Shliach Tzibur, the representative or spokesman of the congregation, must first pray before the opened ark that he be forgiven for his own personal sins before he is considered qualified to lead the congregation in prayers for the forgiveness of their sins. In a moment, therefore, as I approach the opened ark, the congregation will please rise and remain standing during the reading of the rabbi's personal prayer for forgiveness. The congregation may be seated then as soon as the ark itself is closed. Lord of all mercies, in awe and deep humility I stand before thee on this Atonement Eve. In the midst of thy people who look to me to lead them, I approach the holy ark. I have erred and sinned. Forgive me, I pray thee. May my people not be put to shame because of me, nor I because of them. In this solemn moment, O God, I lift up mine eyes unto thee. Help me in the great task to which I have dedicated my life. Show me thy way and teach me to lead thy people nearer to thee. Help me to find the way to their hearts that I may win them for thy service. O Lord my God, let me hear thy voice saying, be strong and of good courage. Give me strength, give me faith. For thou alone art my hope, O God, my rock and my redeemer. Amen.
Oh,
our service on page 128. Great and holy God, who inhabitest eternity, thine everlasting arms uphold the universe and support the lowliest of thy creatures. In this solemn hour we bring to thine altar humble hearts and contrite spirits. From eventide to eventide we tarry in thy courts. We unite with our brethren of the household of Israel in penitence and in prayer. And turning away from worldly pursuits, we direct our souls unto thee. Thou who probest the heart and knowest our inmost thoughts, help us to examine ourselves in the light of thy truth. Let neither complacency nor sinfulness separate us from thy presence. Life and light of the world, from of old thou hast been our Redeemer. Thou art the hope of the prisoner in the dungeon, the help of the storm-tossed at sea, the guide of the wanderer astray in the desert. Free all thy children from the fetters of tyranny and oppression. Be near, we pray thee, unto the grief-stricken and afflicted. Endow us with renewed courage to face our tasks unafraid, and strengthen us to do thy will with perfect hearts. Out of the depths I cry unto thee, O Lord. Listen to my voice. Let thine ear be attentive to my supplication. If thou shouldst mark transgressions, O Lord, who could stand before thy judgment? But with thee is forgiveness, that thou mayest be revered. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they who watch for the morning, yea, more than they who watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. He shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. We postpone our Kol Nidre service now to a later point in the evening's worship, and continue by turning in our prayer books to page 132 and rising for the Boruch Hu. The congregation will please remain standing now until the completion of the Shema.
Boruch Hu es Adonai Hamvorach. Praise ye the Lord, to whom all praise is due. Baruch Adonai Hamvorach Leolam Boer. Praise be the Lord, to whom all praise is due forever and ever. Continue reciting together the watchword of our faith, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuso Leolam Boed. Praised be his name, whose glorious kingdom is forever and ever.
Oh,
V'yo'ahavatoh es Adonai Elohecho v'chol lavo v'cho u'v'chol nafshecho u'v'chol me'odecho. V'hoyu hadvorim ho'ele asher anochi mitzavecho hayom al lavo v'cho. V'shinan tom levanecho v'dibata bom v'shiftecho v'v'secho u'v'lechtecho v'aderech u'v'shov v'cho u'v'kumecho. U'kshar tom le'os al yodecho V'hoyu l'totafos b'ininecho. U'chsavtom al mezuzos b'secho u'visharecho. L'man tizkru v'asisem eskol mitzvesoi. V'hiyisem kidoshim l'elohechem. Ani Adonai Elohechem. We continue with the responsive reading on page 134. Eternal truth it is that thou alone art God, and there is none else. Forever, O Lord, thy word standest fast. Unless thy law had been my delight, I should then have perished in mine affliction. Thy love has watched over us in the night of oppression, and thy mercy has sustained us in the hour of trial. May thy love rule in the hearts of all thy children, and thy truth unite them in the bonds of fellowship. O God, thou art our refuge and our hope. We glorify thy name now, as did our fathers in ancient days. As thou hast redeemed Israel and saved him from arms stronger than his, so mayest thou redeem all who are oppressed and persecuted. Praised be thou, O God, Redeemer of Israel. Adonai, Eloheinu v'Elohei Avoseinu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, v'Elohei Yaakov, Hoel Hagadol Hagiber v'Hanora, El Elyon, Gomel Chasodim Tovim v'Konei Hakol, v'Zocheh Chasdei Avos, u'Mevigu Lo Livnei V'Neihem, L'man Shmo B'Yahavo. Zochreinu L'Chaim, Melech Chofetz B'Chaim, V'Chosveinu B'Sefer HaChaim, L'Mancho Elohim Chaim, Melech Ozer U'Moshiach U'Mogein, Baruch Ato Adonai, Mogein Avraham. Eternal is thy power, O Lord. Thou art mighty to save. In loving kindness, thou sustainest the living. In the multitude of thy mercies, thou preservest all. Thou upholdest the falling and healest the sick, freest the captives, and keepest faith with thy children in death as in life. Who is like unto thee, Almighty God, author of life and death, source of salvation? Who is like unto thee, O merciful God, who rememberest thy creatures unto life? Praise be thou, O God, who hast implanted within us eternal life. Thou art holy, thy name is holy, and thy worshippers proclaim thy holiness.
We will continue our service at the top of page 146. Grant us peace, thy most precious gift, O thou eternal source of peace, and enable Israel to be its messenger unto the peoples of the earth. Bless our country that it may ever be a stronghold of peace and its advocate in the Council of Nations. May contentment reign within its borders, health and happiness within its homes. Strengthen the bonds of friendship and fellowship among the inhabitants of all lands. Plant virtue in every soul, and may the love of thy name hallow every home and every heart. Praised be thou, O Lord, giver of peace. Our God and God of our fathers, pardon our transgressions on this day of atonement. Remove our guilt and blot out our iniquities as thou hast promised. I, even I, blot out thine iniquities for mine own sake, and thy sins will I remember no more. I have made thy sins to vanish like a cloud, and thy transgressions like a mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed thee. For on this day shall ye be forgiven and cleansed from all your sins. Before the Lord shall ye be pure. The congregation will remain standing until the choir concludes. We will read together. Our God and God of our fathers, let our prayers come before thee. Turn not away from our supplication, for we are not so presumptuous and stiff-necked as to say before thee that we are wholly righteous and have not sinned. But verily we have sinned. We have sinned, we have transgressed, we have done perversely.
Oh,
we have turned aside from thy commandments and from thy beneficent ordinances, and it hath not availed us. Thou art righteous in all that has befallen us. For thou doest justice, but we have wrought evil. What shall we say before thee, who art on high? And what shall we recount unto thee, who dwellest in the heavens? Dost thou not know all things, both the hidden and the revealed? Thou knowest the secrets of eternity and the hidden thoughts of every living being. Thou searchest the innermost recesses and probest the deepest impulses of the heart. Naught is concealed from thee, nor hidden from thine eyes. O Lord our God, help us to see ourselves as thou seest us. Make us conscious of our sins and failings. Cause us to turn from our evil ways. Give us strength to make amends for our wrongdoings, and grant us pardon for our sins. We will continue at the bottom of page 148. I will read the Hebrew, and the congregation will read the corresponding line in English. Al chei chikatanu lefanecha ba'ones uvratzon. Al chei chikatanu lefanecha bagulo vasose. Al chei chikatanu lefanecha bezodon vishgogo. Al chei chikatanu lefanecha behohor halev. Al chei chikatanu lefanecha bedibo peh. Al chei chikatanu lefanecha bechozek yod. Al chei chikatanu lefanecha bechilol Hashem. Al chei chikatanu lefanecha betzilzol horim umorim. Al chei chikatanu lefanecha boneas utzdias rea. Yal kulom Elohai silicho salachlanu machalanu kapelanu.
Oh,
God, and God of our fathers, forsake us not. Let us not be put to shame. Lead us to the knowledge of thy law, that we may understand thy ways. Direct our thoughts to revere thy name. Incline our hearts to love thee, that we may return to thee in truth and sincerity. Forgive our sins for the sake of thy great name. Continue with the silent prayer at the top of page 157.
Thank you.
continue at the top, page 158. I will read the Hebrew. The congregation will read the corresponding line in English. Ovenu malkenu chotanu lefonecho. Ovenu malkenu chosvenu besefer chayim tovim. Ovenu malkenu chadesh olenu shona tovot. Ovenu malkenu chosvenu besefer panosa v'chal kolo. Ovenu malkenu chomel olenu v'yal ol olenu batapenu. Avinu malkenu kale deve vere v'ro'ov mo'alenu. Avinu malkenu sum pios mas tininu mak dirgenu. Avinu malkenu hasrenu b'shuvo shlemo lefonecho. Avinu malkenu slach umchal l'chol avanosenu. Avinu malkenu tehi hasho'o hazos sha'as rachamim ve'eis ratzon milfonecho. Avinu malkenu chonenu v'aynenu ki'ein bonu ma'asim asei imonu. Tzedok v'rached v'hoshienu.
Thou who art the source of life, of health, of strength, Thou whom our fathers called Rofe Cholim, healer of the sick, we pause in our worship this most sacred night to pray for the President of the United States. Be Thou with him in his illness, O Lord. Strengthen and sustain him, we pray Thee. Fill him with that strong desire for life which can in itself accomplish the work of 100 medicines. Let him know somehow that an entire nation prays for his recovery, and let that knowledge be another factor in his favor. Strengthen thou the hands of the doctors and nurses who labor selflessly on our president's behalf. May they see themselves as thy servants performing thy work, for thou art the great physician of all mankind. We pray that with thy help the president may soon be restored to full usefulness and health, that his days may be long upon the earth, that his present illness may make him and his loved ones all the more sensitive to the suffering and pain of others. Baruch atah Adonai, Rofe Ne'amon V'Rachamon L'chol Bosor. Blessed art thou, O eternal, faithful and merciful healer of all mankind. Amen. Gushing from the breast of man, rising, falling as the ocean lifts the waves in joy or fear. From time's ocean has it risen. Every age has lent a murmur, every cycle built a wall. is the voice of countless pilgrims answering in thousand voices fate and destiny of man. Is a saintly aspiration of a holy soul in prayer. Tis the music hummed by mercy when the heart is touched by love. Tis the welding of all mercy, love, forgiveness in a union sweeping o'er the span of ages. Hark the strains of deep Kol Nidre, saddest music ever mortal taught his lips to hymn or sound. To the Jew, any promises which crossed his lips were considered sacred vows. Sometimes these promises were made to man, at other times to God. Sometimes they were made properly. At other times they were made under duress and could not be fulfilled. But to the Jew every promise was sacred and real. Once each year the Jew would stand before God on the eve of Yom Kippur and pray to be forgiven for the vows and promises he had been unable to keep. There thus grew up the custom of Kol Nidre. The music we hear now is many hundreds of years old. It is the Kol Nidre melody, which is being sung by Jews throughout the world on this most sacred night. It is a stirring melody, yet solemn and soft. It makes us kin with Jews the world over. As we listen now, we are carried back to a scene which took place centuries ago among the Jews of Spain. We find ourselves in a dark cellar. The lights are low. A feeling of fear pervades the atmosphere. People are stealing in as though running away from some inescapable disaster, as though evading an unrelenting pursuer. They glance furtively over their shoulders. They sigh with relief when they realize that for the moment, at least, they are safe. Many of these Jews have been forced by the Inquisition to accept Christianity, but in their hearts, they remain Jewish. Secretly, in their homes, in cellars, in caves, they pray to the God of Israel. Once each year they assemble in some hidden synagogue to ask God's forgiveness for the many vows they were forced to take during the year. Fervently they pray, Kol Nidre, all my vows that I have been forced to make, know, O God, that I have made them because of compulsion. But deep within my heart, I have always been faithful to Judaism. In the year to come, I may again be compelled to make false vows of disloyalty. Therefore, I pray that Kol Nidre, all such vows for the coming year, be considered meaningless and void. These Jews huddle together like hunted animals, fearful lest they be discovered. There is a murmur of many voices as they unite in prayer. With broken hearts, they weep bitterly. As the elders stand and mount the pulpit, the congregation rises. A profound silence reigns. The ark is opened. The Torahs are removed and held before the people. And then out of the silence and darkness, the sorrowful voice of the cantor begins the chant.
Sorre, vaharomme. Yeah.
Continue our service at the top of page 131. Salachno lavon hayom hazeh kedol chosdecho v'cha asher nososo lo'em hazeh mimitzrayim v'ad heino. Forgive, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people, according to the greatness of thy love, even as thou hast borne with this people from Egypt until now. Adonai, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, shehechiyanu v'kiyamonu, v'higiyanu lazman hazeh. Praised be to thee, O God, rule of the world, who has granted us life, has preserved and sustained us, and brought us unto this day.